This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arkel. Lok Sabha will today resume discussion on election reforms. Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to reply to the discussion. Intervening in the discussion yesterday, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls were conducted several times during the Congress regime, but now the opposition is raising questions over the exercise. He lauded the country's voting structure, saying that everyone got equal voting rights since independence. Mr. Meghwal said elections are not merely a political exercise but a festival of democracy celebrated by crores of people who participate in it.
25 November 1949 ko unhone ek vaktavya diya hamare samvidhan sabha mein. On the 26th January 1950 we are going to enter into a life of contradiction. In politics we will have a equality and in social and economic life we will have a inequality. In politics we will be recognizing the principle of one man, one vote and one value. यही प्रिंसिपल है एसआईआर का भी, यही हमारे इलेक्शन रिफॉर्म का आधार है. एक आदमी का एक ही वोट होना चाहिए, एक ही वैल्यू होनी चाहिए.
Speaking on the election reforms, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi raised the issue of duplicate voters in the electoral rolls. He questioned the Election Commission on the SIR in Bihar, alleging that 1,20,000 duplicate photos exist in the voting list. In Rajya Sabha, the House will resume further discussion on 150th anniversary of song Vande Mataram. Yesterday, initiating the discussion, Mr. Shah stressed that the song will remain relevant in nation's journey towards Viksit Bharat. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said Congress made Vande Mataram the slogan during the freedom struggle. He said when Mahatma Gandhi started the non-cooperation movement, lakhs of freedom fighters from the Congress went to jail chanting Vande Mataram. Global software powerhouse Microsoft has pledged the investment of $17.5 billion in India to help build infrastructure, skills and sovereign capabilities for AI future in the country. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella informed this in a social media post after meeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. On social media, Nadella said that to support the India's ambitions, Microsoft is committing its largest investment ever in Asia. President Draupadi Murmu will address the commemoration of Human Rights Day at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi today. The event, organized by the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, underscores the adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948. The conference will bring together representatives from state human rights commissions, national commissions, government officials, civil society, academia and other officials. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has directed IndiGo to reduce its winter schedule 2025 operations by 10% across sectors, citing significant flight disruptions and the airline's inability to efficiently operate the approved schedule. The airline watchdog said in a notice that IndiGo was approved for 64,346 flights in November this year, but it operated 59,438 flights and recorded 951 cancellations. The DGCA asked IndiGo to submit a revised schedule by 5 p.m. today. The Goa police has detained Ajay Gupta, one of the four owners of Birch by Romeo Lane nightclub, where a devastating fire claimed 25 lives on Saturday. Australia has become the first country to ban social media for children under the age of 16, blocking access to platforms including TikTok, Alphabet's YouTube and Meta's Instagram and Facebook. 10 of the biggest platforms were ordered to block children or face fine of up to $33 million under the new law. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions over in Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, West Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Maharashtra, North Interior, Karnataka and Telangana for next 2 days. In squash, India defeated debutants Switzerland 4-0 in their Pool B opener of the Squash World Cup 2025, opening their campaign in style at Express Avenue Mall in Chennai. And that's the end of this news bulletin.